1st of 1942 or 43. We went to New Zealand, and that was real interesting. Still were the girls. But we went from there and then went to Tarawa, a battle, terrible battle. 1,000 Marines were killed there, and some 1,600 sailors from an airplane carrier was sunk by a submarine also there. 4,000 Japanese were killed, and I was there, and did what I was supposed to do, and I won't go into detail, I can't, but then we went from there to Saipan, and fought that battle. Two Marine divisions and an Army division, and at the very end we caught, they charged us, and we had to kill a lot of them. But anyways, what was bad there, out of a cave came a bunch of women and children, and we thought, oh good, because we'll give them food, medicine, water, clean them up and all that. And they yelled, a name was yelled, they fell down, behind them were Japanese soldiers. We shot at them. We had to kill them. And from then on, we had to kill the women and children because the Japanese would have killed us. But the worst part of all was a cliff, 150 feet down. The women took their babies and children, threw them over and jumped because we were supposed to be so bad. But we weren't. We were supposed to rape all the women, kill all the babies. We didn't do it. Then we went from there to Tinian, a few miles away, fought that battle. That's where the two atomic bombs were taken from there and bombed Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Then we went to Okinawa. We were there and another big battle. A lot of kamikazes, that's guys in plane. Didn't know how to land, but they drove their torpedo right into ships and killed people. One drew right over the top of our LST and hit a transport a couple of hundred yards to it. Then we got to Nagasaki and we saw where it was all leveled. And they were very terrified of us, but we started to give them candy and be nice to them, give them medicine, and all the men were gone, except old guys, and that's what it is, and the war ended. So any questions, go ahead, ask.
Well, why did you join the military? Like, were you drafted?
World War II started, I wanted to go in, so I joined. 16 million of us. Right now there's 600,000 left. That, my math says 4% are left. And I'm 94 now. That's ancient to you guys. And ancient to me too. And this is my helper here. And he's been in the parade several times in the Jeep. And he's a big help. So that's why I joined. I gave him the book. Where's that book?
My dad took it.
Oh, boy. We gave him a book about Tarawa. Just a little bitty island, only 2.5 miles long, 700 yards wide, and a 1,000 Marines killed, 4,000 Japanese killed in 76 hours. Any other questions?
What was the toughest part about being in the military?
What?
What was the toughest part about being in the military? What was the toughest part about being in the military?
Combat. Boy, in our training, very tough. We marched 15-mile hikes with full pack on, rifle range, machine gun range, and hand grenades. Had to learn all of that. Learn to kill. So we did.
Where were you stationed during? Like, where are you stationed in World War II?
All the Pacific. San Diego, then I went over to New Zealand, New Caledonia, New Hebrides, Tarawa, Saipan, Tinian, Okinawa, Hawaii, right there where Pearl Harbor was. So we went there.
You want to tell them about how you went, how long without fresh food?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, from June 15th, we invaded Saipan. That's the last fresh food until February. Because it was all, here's canned stuff you opened up and ate that. Finally, we got fresh food. But we survived. And there was a lot of guys, 38 guys from Plymouth High School. You probably know where that is. Were killed in World War II. From the classes.
His job was.
What was your job in the war?
Artillery.
Your job.
Yeah, ammunition and whatever they gave.
Wow.
Did that, yeah.
What did you learn from serving in the military?
What?
What did you learn from serving in the military?
The greatest country in the world. It is. Don't ever forget it. And we got our bad stuff, but we're still the greatest country. Honor that flag, kids. Honor that flag. And I like that chorus that was up there this morning. That was great. Remember, you're only 5% of the population of the world, but you got everything. Look what the schools have got here. And only 140 of us graduated. Class of 42, there's only, I think, 10 or 12 left. So, pretty sad. Come to the parade on 4th of July. He rides with us, him and dad. He's a history teacher. So, I'll go with him after Thanksgiving. Got to go to class.
The Tuesday after.
What was your nickname in World War II?
What?
What was your nickname?
Come here. Can't go do that.
No, what? Pinky.
Oh,
tell him about Pinky.
I used to.
Sunburn?
Sunburn. Real bad. Real bad. That's what they call me, Pinky. So, okay. That's what we did.
So if you had the opportunity, would you serve in the Marine Corps again?
Oh, yeah. I was young. Not now. No. That's the picture of me.
How old were you in that picture?
What?
How old were you in that picture?
18.
Was that 1994?
19. 42? 42. Graduating 42 from Plymouth High School. 140 of us, that's all. And I grew up in Livonia, Rosedale Gardens, and at one time we had 6th, 7th, and 8th grade in one room.
Really?
25 guys and 2 girls.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's how small it was out here. It was all country. We moved out there in 26. The rest is history.
Ask him what he did after the war.
What did you do after the war?
30 years in the Livonia Fire Department. Ended up battalions. Yeah, so. Had a little action there, too. Yeah, that was fun. My son, I got a daughter and another son. My wife died 3 years ago. You can think I'm something else.
Can you tell me about your transition from military to civilian life?
Pretty rough. I think I had what they were talking about, that guy. That
PTSD.
Yeah. But after about 4 years, I straightened out. Just was good taste. I did not like alcohol, which I'm glad. And there weren't any drugs then. So I put it down. So that happened. But I got out of it. Heard, did great. So had 30 some guys under me in the fire department. Six engine company, other company, five rescue. That's my life. He's in the parade every year with me. Then I go to the high school and tell the history classes what I did in World War II.
That's cool.
That was it, unless you can think up something else.
If you could give a recruit advice, what would it be?
About military or just civilian?
Military.
Do what the sergeant tells you to do. Don't even hesitate. And your lieutenants and captains. Oh, yeah, you do. Be respectful. Love your country. Greatest country in the world. Bar none.
You guys have any more?
Do you have an experience where you didn't want to like do something that you were, do you ever have an experience where you didn't want to do something but you had to do it in the war?
Did you ever have an experience that you didn't want to do something but you had to?
Oh yeah. There's the enemy and you went after him. We shot at him. This guy died, that guy died, that guy wounded. That's what you were trained for. The only way to go get him is go get him. And that's what we did. Oh, it was bad stuff. Came through. Glad I'm here. Other good guys.
How has society changed from when you were younger?
Wasn't any drugs then. No drugs. Now it's very prevalent. What's this new one now? Heroin?
Opioids?
Yeah, heroin. That's so bad. Don't touch the drugs. Don't touch them. Run the other way if somebody tries to offer it. It's just bad. Because we had a neighbor that did that. The guy swiped my money out of my wallet. Came over to the house, took the money out of the wallet. I didn't see him. He'd been in jail in Livonia. Where else was he in jail? That kid next door.
Yeah, he's up north now.
Now he's up north.
Yeah. You never smoked, right?
No, I never smoked. Oh, am I glad of that. Oh, gee. Guy's lung cancer. Mouth cancer. Don't do that stuff.
What are your opinions on the like current events, like Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem?
You have to speak really loud.
What are your opinions on culture events such as Colin Kaepernick taking a knee? Like in the football players taking a knee during the national
anthem? I don't like that at all. Respect your country, right? It's the greatest country in the world. Those guys are millionaires. You know, they make millions. Why would you get on your knee? Speak up if you want. We got bad stuff in this country. Try to change it. Either through council, Congress, whatever. I don't like that.
Dad, show the photograph to the camera.
What is your opinion of our current president compared to previous presidents?
Well, it's a pretty good one so far. But we had other good ones, Kennedy and Roosevelt, Eisenhower. most of them are pretty good. They have their different outlines and what they want done. And, you know, sometimes you say, oh, I'll go for it. And other times, they can't believe it. You want to do that, but that's democracy. And everybody has an opinion, and you can do that in this country. You can speak your mind. About it, guys.
So,
if you could change one thing about our society today, what would it be?
Not much. We're a very great country. I wouldn't change much of anything. Everybody has their opinion, and you have the right to do it. First and Second Amendment. Know your Constitution. And have your right to do it. Those guys, they can kneel if they want to. I just don't like it. But they can kneel.
Yeah.
Don't use violence to change stuff. Use the laws. Call your mayors and your council and your Congress and state legislature. You don't like this or don't like that. But everybody has an opinion. So try and stay that way.
How has the war changed who you are and how you think about things?
What?
How has the war changed your outlook on things?
Well, it hasn't changed that much. I don't like this drug stuff. That is bad. But all you kids are all great. Great schools. I wouldn't change much. Pretty nice. You got any questions?
No. thank you for coming and for talking to us.
Thank you.
Too glad to. What grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
But you're eighth?
Yep.
Yeah, come to the parade on 4th of July.
Okay.
Don't sleep in.
No.
It's a long one. See a lot of stuff. Get involved in it, you know.
Yeah.
But just love your country. The greatest country in the world. Canada's great. England, France, all that, they're great. And two of our greatest enemies, Japan and Germany, are our best friends now. China was the best friend, and right now it's like this.
Shaky.
And look what happened to North Korea. At any time, that idiot can fire nuclear weapons. We fire back. Hundreds of thousands or millions could be died. So watch that very careful. I hope we die. Shudder thinking about him. Always be a great armed forces. They have the greatest armed forces in the world. We're in the greatest country. Never forget it. Take history. A lot of it is dull, well, but most of it very interesting. And you can go to Revolutionary, Civil War places. What's that? What are they doing that? What's that?
Yeah, it's a.
It's just
the bell. Yeah. What a school. Jeez. That's about it for me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Greatest one.
Do you remember anyone from war?
Any friends from war?
Do you remember any friends from war?
Not many are left. I remember gone. My class had 140. I think there's 10 or 12 left.
My grandpa was in World War II.
Her grandpa was in World War II. Oh, where, you know?
No idea.
Is he alive?
And my great-grandpa flew in World War II.
Was he?
My great-grandpa flew in World War II.
You know where?
I don't know.
That's good you interview him. I wish I was around for Civil War veterans. I had a great-grandfather that was, but I only barely remember him. So he gave me a penny. My brother and I used a penny. Oh, yeah. And I had a great, 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 great grandfather. Was in the Revolutionary War. He lived to be 104.
Wow.
And still had two bullets in him.
What about your cousin? Is it your cousin? Up in Seattle, is it?
Yeah, she's 102. Doesn't take any medicine.
Wow,
no,
that's
medicine
great.
At all. 102 wow. years old. Great, wonderful man. And very sharp. I think she's sharper than I am. That's about it.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate from you guys. Remember the greatest country. Always remember that.
You guys want to take pictures of each other with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna take a picture of all.